Chapter 41. Memorials. Are they proper?
Memorials to remind us of our history. When Israel obtained special victories after leaving Egypt, memorials were preserved of these victories. Moses and Joshua were commanded of God to do this, to build up remembrances. When the Israelites had won a special victory over the Philistines, Samuel set up a commemorative stone and called it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." 1 Samuel 7:12. O, where as a people are our commemorative stones? Where are set up our monumental pillars carved with letters expressing the precious story of what God has done for us in our experience? Can we not, in view of the past, look on new trials and increased perplexities, even afflictions, privations, and bereavements, and not be dismayed, but look upon the past and say, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." I will commit the keeping of my soul unto him as unto a faithful Creator. He will keep that which I have committed to his trust against that day. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Manuscript 22, 1889. Call to remember the former days. The dealings of God with his people should be often repeated. How frequently were the waymarks set up by the Lord in his dealings with ancient Israel? Lest they should forget the history of the past, he commanded Moses to frame these events into song, that parents might teach them to their children. They were to gather up memorials and to lay them up in sight. Special pains were taken to preserve them, that when the children should inquire concerning these things, the whole story might be repeated. Thus the providential dealings and the marked goodness and mercy of God in his care and deliverance of his people were kept in mind. We are exhorted to call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. Hebrews 10:32. For his people in this generation the Lord has wrought as a wonder-working God. The past history of the cause of God needs to be often brought before the people, young and old. We need often to recount God's goodness and to praise him for his wonderful works. Testimonies, Volume 6, pages 364 and 365.